You know, the president has a team of advisors around him, and in a traditional administration, those advisors would be setting the policy, they would be planning the optics, and they would be thinking through that. Do you think that the president's team set him up for success here?
Well, look, it may well have been that one of the demands, because we've heard from Secretary Rubio, which I have to say I think was a very fair assessment of where things are. So it may well have been that one of the demands by the Russians to make any progress in moving further forward was to actually have that kind of show of pomp and pageantry that is basically marks Putin's re-entry into international affairs. Maybe the Russians said to them in Moscow, either to Steve Witkoff or to Secretary Rubio or to anybody else, that basically they wanted to have a major US-Russia bilateral summit appearance before they would move on to the nitty-gritty of anything else in Ukraine. That's, you know, to give them all the benefit of the doubt there. But it all now depends on what comes out of this. And I think, again, Secretary Rubio made it very clear that it's not going to be easy. He was certainly downplaying any expectations of a major breakthrough, but he did say that there was something that might be possible. And I think that's what's going to be the proof of whether this was actually worth all the effort that they went to in Alaska or not. And as Congressman Crow said, there's a pretty high bar here, because what Putin is doing is pretty brutal, and he's not showing at right now any signs whatsoever of giving anything up.